Hi, everybody. This is Everyday Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the audio. What did I call it? Forcing you on an empty late night train, specifically for people who do enjoy and seek out non-consent content. As this is for people who enjoy the tag, I will be referring to it as rape during this aftercare. If you need an aftercare where that word is not used, there is an aftercare for people who don't necessarily enjoy this kind of content as much. So yeah. So first off, normally this is where I would say something along the lines of like, oh, you know, you're safe. This is not a real scenario. Like, this won't actually happen. And while to an extent that's true, and with regards to this audio being a fantasy that was meant for you to enjoy in a safe and consensual environment, I do think it would be irresponsible for me to just tell you that, you know, there is no danger out there specifically, since this is a audio that takes place on a subway car. This is shitty, and it's very unfair, but, like, subway cars are not, like, the safest place in the world. And I don't want to, like, scare people from taking the subway, right? Like, it's not like this is something that, you know, you're in direct danger, like, every minute you're on the subway. That's not what I'm trying to say, but, like, there's some fucking weirdos out there. I, like, know people who have personally, you know, had experiences like this, not to the same magnitude where they were, like, alone getting, like, raped by dude on the empty subway, but, like, people, like, men, like, exposing themselves, or, like, touching themselves very inappropriately, like, in public, while people are around them, like, that kind of stuff is absolutely not okay, and it sucks, but it happens, is what I'm saying, and that's not okay. So, like, if you've been treated like that, like, that's sexual harassment. And that's illegal. I just wanted to go through that, right? Like, just because certain acts are not, you know, on the same magnitude as the ones that are done in this audio, it doesn't mean that they're okay. That's not an excuse for anybody to act in this manner. And that's dumb, because, like, it shouldn't be, you know, anybody's, like, responsibility to, like, get on a train and then, like, have to be vigilant and, like, look for, like, sexual harassment people. Yeah, it shouldn't have to be their responsibility, you know, it sounds dumb when I say it out loud, but, like, we should live in a world where people just don't fucking sexually harass each other. That kind of brings me to the next point. Hopefully, if it hasn't been made clear already, or I guess what I meant was hopefully it's been made clear already, but, like, I don't stand for, or encourage, or defend any form of non-consent, whether it is something as small, sorry, not small, small is the wrong word, whether it's something on the level of, like, exposing yourself, or whether it's on the level of, like, forced, like, penetrative sex or anything, right? That's horrifying. Nobody deserves to have that happen to them. And, you know, I guess if these are things that you've experienced, right? Like, I'm not an expert in dealing with these things, but it's still important to me. So, like, I guess the best I can do is tell you, right? It's not your fault, despite what somebody might make you think or might want you to think. And you don't deserve that. I think it's sometimes easy for people to get stuck in the vortex of maybe I deserve this, maybe this is some form of divine retribution or like whatever, right? But like this kind of behavior is not acceptable in any by any stretch of the imagination. That being said, I do want to get to the part where this is an aftercare for people who do enjoy this kind of content. So like I'm hoping, I don't want to say assuming, I'm going to say hoping. I'm hoping that you didn't, as you clicked on this specific aftercare, that you didn't, you know, walk out of this with any sort of trauma. If you did, that's also okay. Like, it's okay to, like, I don't know. My mind is going in way too many directions at the same time. I need to focus on one thing at a time. So basically, if you did enjoy this, I want you to know that that's okay. That's good. You know, I made this for your enjoyment. I made this because I enjoy being in this kind of scenario, and I wanted to share that feeling with you. You know, like, I don't think I would ever make something that I wouldn't listen to in some form, right? Or I wouldn't try to make people feel any way that I wouldn't want an audio to make me feel, even the ones that are like meant specifically to make you feel horrible. Sometimes that's a feeling that I chase. So I guess what I'm saying with this is, if you enjoyed this because you like the idea of getting raped on the subway by a stranger, I'm right there with you. I thought the feeling of helplessness or the feeling of like hopelessness, especially like when you get to like the door part in the audio, like that's something that is like a fun fantasy idea for me for a lot of reasons. And if I started to list them all off here, we would be here for half an hour at least. So first off, you're not alone. At the very least, you have me also enjoying this kind of stuff. And I'm, hopefully there are others, you know, I don't like to be presumptuous about people liking stuff that I make, but, yeah, it's okay to enjoy this. Even if there are people who don't enjoy it, that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to, right? Just because somebody else might like want to avoid this kind of content because of personal experiences that they had, you know, like their experiences are legitimate, but so are yours. You're valid and accepted, and this place, this community should be a safe and accepting place for you just as much as it is for anybody else, right? What's important is that we are being like supportive and kind and understanding to each other. So yeah, like this shouldn't, I like to think that this shouldn't have to like, this shouldn't require an explanation, but, like the reason I talk about all that stuff about like, oh, you know, I make an audio because I want to share a feeling, is partially because I want to make sure that you understand that you're not alone when you enjoy this stuff, but also, it should be pretty clear, but like, just because we make and enjoy this content doesn't mean that we actually support like abhorrent acts of rape, right? I wouldn't, I'm assuming you wouldn't, and I think it would be a little insulting for anybody to tell you that you do just because you enjoy this kind of thing, right? As long as you're not, you know, forcing it down anybody's throat or proverbially, obviously. Yeah. So to wrap this up, you're okay. You know, like the audio is not real. That being said, do be safe when you were on the subway. I hate that I have to say that, because it shouldn't be like other people's responsibility to, like, not run into sexual harassment. I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying, though? Like, this is... The people who are sexually harassed are not at fault or responsible for the way that they are treated by people who harass them. This is what I'm trying to get at. But again, I do want to close this out on, like, a relatively, like, happy note, which is... Sorry, I know I kind of went very sidewindy during this one. It's a little bit longer than the rest of them are, but, if you enjoyed this, I'm glad. And you shouldn't let others... You shouldn't let anybody get in the way of that. You deserve a place here to safely enjoy fantasies like this. And hopefully I can be one small part of that for you. Yeah. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.